I'm not going to mention the name of the town or the name of the restaurant, but I had opened up a restaurant in a town somewhere on Long Island.
Okay. You know?
But this happened to be a town where the clientele was kind of mean, actually. You know, it was the meanest clientele that I ever ran into. But this is one of those things where the punishment never fit the crime. I mean, you would forget to put coleslaw on somebody's lobster roll, and they wanted you to buy them a condo in Maui as compensation for their, you know, inconvenience.
Yeah, right,
you know? Right. So anyway, I get these two ladies come in who are obviously seasoned restaurant goers. So these two ladies order a hamburger, and every order came in with a set of instructions. They want it split in half, and they want half cooked medium and half cooked medium rare. No. Right? I'm like, for $6, yeah. I'm going whatever the hell it was. Right. I'm not doing it. So I said to the waitress, this is idiotic. You know, tell her to order her own hamburger. I mean, come on, really. You know what
come
I mean?
Come on, yeah.
So they go out there, and she's fussing with them, and they're arguing with her back and forth. She comes in, will you please do it? No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Did they ask to see you?
No, thankfully they didn't, you know. Say, you know, I don't want to punch a woman. It's just
not today.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, they're going back and forth, and they said, fine, they'll have it medium rare. I'm like, huh, all right, good, right? So I make this hamburger medium rare. I cut it in half. I send it out. The waitress comes back with one of the plates. She'd like more fire on hers. Make it medium. I just looked. I started to laugh. I'm like, I have been so had. I mean, these two are pros. I want to see who they are. I went out there. I said, I had to meet you too. You know, I thought I had you disciplined, and you just turned the whole thing around on me. I got to tell you, congratulations. I've been doing this 40 years, and this is the funniest thing that's ever happened to me to this point.
You know? How smart are you on a burger?
And the two of them are looking at me like, you know, with that Cheshire grin, fan, like, you think you're going to get over on us? We've been doing this forever. We've been torturing wait staff and cooks for 30 years.